Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, was salatu was salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilme Deen. In this silsila towards understanding the Holy Quran, we discuss few verses of the Holy Quran with brief commentary. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss verse number 157 of Surah Al-Baqarah today and few more verses along with it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
These are the people upon whom are the blessings of their Lord and mercy, and it is they who are on the straight path. It is mentioned in this verse that the patient people are those upon whom Allah shows His special as well as His general blessings and His mercy. And it is they who are on the straight path of righteousness. So to be patient is a very great quality.
إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوِ اعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ
Undoubtedly, Safa and Marwa, that is two hills near the Holy Kaaba, are amongst the signs of Allah. So whoever performs Hajj or Umrah of this sacred house, there is no sin upon him for walking between both of them, that is the Safa and Marwa. And whoever does some good, that is optional worship on his own accord, so Allah is indeed most appreciative, all-knowing. In this verse, it is said that no doubt Safa and Marwa are two hills near the Holy Kaaba. They are amongst the signs of the religion of Allah. So whoever performs Hajj or Umrah of this sacred house, that is the Holy Kaaba, There is no sin upon Muslims for walking between Safa and Marwa, which means there is no similarity anymore with idol worshippers, since the idols of the days of ignorance, Asaf and Naila, have been removed after the conquest of Makkah, to whom the polytheists used to pay homage during their sa'i. And whoever does good, that is optional worship on his own accord, for example, Nafil Hajj, Umrah, Utawaf, etc., which is not obligatory upon him, then indeed Allah is most appreciative, all-knowing.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
Undeniably, those who hide the clear proofs and guidance which we have sent down after we had made it clear to the people of the book, upon them is the curse of Allah and the curse of those who curse. It is said in this verse that undoubtedly, undeniably, those Jewish scholars who hid from people the clear proofs and the guidance which Allah Azza wa Jal has sent down regarding our last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after it had been made clear to the people of Taurat that the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming, but they hid it. So it is said, upon them is the curse of Allah, and the bondsmen of Allah also curse them. From this verse we learn that under no circumstances must a law of Sharia be concealed from people, as this is a sinful act.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Except those who repent, reform themselves, and disclose what they had concealed, so I will accept their repentance, and only I am the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. In the previous verse, it was mentioned that those people who hid the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from people, they are cursed. And in this verse, certain people are mentioned to be exempted from that curse. So Allah Almighty says, except those who repent and reform themselves through good deeds and disclose what they had concealed. So Allah Azza wa Jal will accept their repentance, and only Allah is the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. This verse tells us that every sin can be forgiven through sincere repentance. However, at the time of death, when the punishment becomes evident, repentance from disbelievers will not be accepted.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
Indeed, those who disbelieved and died as disbelievers, upon them is the curse of Allah and of the angels and of human beings, all of them. Most ill-fated person is that who dies on disbelief, who dies on kufr. Even if his whole life was spent in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if he dies with disbelief, he is absolutely ill-fated and unfortunate person. Regarding such ill-fated people, it is said, indeed upon those who disbelieved and died as disbelievers is the curse of Allah and of the angels and of human beings all together. That is, they deserve such a curse in this life and in the hereafter. People, the word people or human beings that are mentioned here, it is said to be either people in general or believers, which means this curse is from the believers, or this curse is from generally every human being. From this verse, it is understood that to curse someone by name who died in the state of disbelief is permissible. A sinner should not be cursed by name, but by his sinful act.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
They will remain in this curse forever. As a result of this curse, they will remain in hell forever. Neither will the punishment upon them be lessened or be reduced, nor will they be given respite, even to the extent of a blink of an eye, in which they have time to repent or to excuse themselves. So they will have no chance.
وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And your God is one God, that is Allah Almighty. There is no God except Him, but only He is the most gracious, the most merciful. When the disbelievers asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to describe his Lord, then this verse was revealed. And your God is one God, and that is Allah Almighty. There is no God except Him, but only He is the most gracious, the most merciful. There is no one equal to Him, either in essence or in attributes or in actions.
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and the day, and the ship sailing the sea for the benefit of people, and that water which Allah sends down from the sky, thereby revived the dead earth and spread all kinds of creatures in it, and the movement of the winds and those submissive clouds between heaven and earth. And all these are definitely signs to recognize Allah for the intelligent. At the time when the disbelievers asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for proof concerning the oneness of Allah, this verse was revealed. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day, that is, increasing and diminishing of the days and nights, and ship sailing the sea, that does not capsize for the benefit of the people of trade and merchandise, and the water which Allah sends down from the sky, thereby reviving the dead earth, and He spreads all kinds of creatures in it, and the movement of the winds and the submissive clouds between the heaven and earth. Certainly, in all these things mentioned in the verse are signs for the intelligent and thoughtful people to recognize the oneness of Allah and the power of Allah Almighty. From this verse, it is understood that to study physical science, mathematics, astronomy, etc., in order to understand the mystical knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, is good, provided these sciences are subservient to the religion, not contrary to the religion. Therefore, one who learns different branches of modern sciences with the intention of serving the religion and attaining the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal, this will be regarded a great act of worship. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we had this opportunity to learn few verses of Quran-e-Kareem with its brief tafsir. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn ilm-e-deen, to learn Quran-e-Majeed, to learn the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practice upon it. Keep watching Madani channel wherever in the world you are. Stay in touch with Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafilas. And this is the month of Ramadan. Don't forget to give your donations to Dawat Islami. Your zakat, your lillah, your khairat, your fitra. Dawat Islami deserves, because Dawat Islami is doing wonderful work throughout the world. It's credible. It's transparent. So you can be rest assured, yeah, that your donation has reached the right place. May Allah bless you and your family. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding